No, I bring greetings from Gujarat Vidyapeeth.
Yo saludo de la Gujarat Vidyapeeth.
The university which I represent, which was founded by Mahatma Gandhi in 1920. When I was listening to Honorable Pietro, there was something flashed in my mind. The university was chartered as part of the non-cooperation movement. So I think that this university has a responsibility, has a duty to be associated with people who are on the verge of non-cooperation. But the university also demonstrates to the world that non-cooperation is a highly responsible activity. When you ask for non-cooperating with established institutions, it is our responsibility to have alternative institutions. Now, Gandhi asked the students and teachers of India to boycott British-run educational institutions. He just did not leave them high and dry. Who came out of these institutions? He did not leave them to wander. And so he established an educational institution. On the basis of his educational philosophy and pedagogy. I think we have a lesson to learn from what Gandhi did. We have to think about alternative institutions when we are really boycotting existing institutions. And this is incidental, you know, the thought which flashed in my mind. I must also say that I am really honored by Ella and the other organization, you know, the movement which invited me to come and share my ideas with you. But when I see this August gathering, I doubt whether I am more honored than scared. Anyway, my responsibility is very simple. Because I've been asked to present Gandhi's views on civil disobedience and constructive program. And you know, Gandhi had laid down this idea in the pamphlet for constructive program. It was finished in 1941. And this constructive program, Gandhi said, is a blueprint for constructing a new society. Through people's participation, people's voluntary and cooperative effort. Normally, you know, going by the experience of the time in which the freedom movement in India was going on.
You
know, there was a tendency among people to depend on the government, on the state for everything. They almost looked upon the state as a savior. And you know, that had really created a kind of dependency in the minds of people, which eventually led to a sort of slavish mentality. So Gandhi wanted to shake the people out of this kind of lethargy, out of this sense of dependency, and to tell them that the responsibility of creating a new society, a new polity, a new nation, mainly rests upon the people. So this pamphlet called Constructive Program was actually a kind of a summary of all the experiments that he was conducting even up to 1941. This is the Constructive Program. This pamphlet is actually a summary of what he was doing up to 1941.
Este programa constructivo, este pamphleto, es un resumen de lo que estuvo haciendo hasta 1941.
There are 18 points in it, beginning from communal harmony, that is harmony between religions.
18 puntos en él, comenzando por la armonía comunitaria.
Removal of social evils, insensibility, and alcoholism.
Remover males sociales como el alcoholismo y la
estupidez. And you know, restructuring the rural economy through the promotion of cottage and village and traditional industries.
Y el restablecer la economía rural a través de desarrollar más las industrias rurales.
Gandhi said that, you know, if you work this out, these programs, if you work out these programs, the people through cooperative effort, if they work out this program, then freedom will, you know, emerge automatically.
No.